Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Here we are, pod number four.
Number four.
We just keep rolling along in the land of podcasting. And tonight is a special night for us. We, Anna and I, are lucky enough to have a special guest with us tonight. And before, I need to let you know a little bit about our special guest. You know, some of us are lucky enough to have people that when we spout out crazy ideas, like, hey, we're going to get into rugby and, you know, we're going to get into it. Now we're going to, you know, start a podcast about it. And we have special people who are like, do it. What are you waiting on? Have you done it yet? Do it now. Are you done yet? Have you done it? Have you done it yet? Hey, have you done it yet? Anyways, those people, sometimes you don't love them, but most of the time you do. Because look at us. We're at podcast number four, and we're happy to have one of, if she's not our biggest fan, we have Bonnie with us tonight, who has jumped on the train of falling in love with rugby. So we're excited to have her with us tonight. And excited to hear her version of understanding about rugby. And hopefully we will confuse her about her questions about rugby tonight. Hear a little bit about who she feels her main characters are out in the rugby world. And then whatever else happens to roll down the pipes tonight. So Bonnie, welcome to What the Ruck. How you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing so good. Thanks for having me. Two things. I hope I didn't sound that annoying. But I'm happy you started it. So that's really the big goal, and it worked. And then the other thing was, I don't remember exactly what that thing was. But I'm happy to be here.
We're so glad to have you.
You know, and annoying is not the right word. Now, the word would be motivating.
Right. At the time, it probably felt like badgering, but that's okay, because either way, it got done.
Harassing?
I'm very good at that.
Encouragement.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
There's
a lot of words to use, yes. But yeah, I'm on the train. I'm on the rugby train. I'm here.
And I see, my friend, that you are wearing a green jersey. Tell me what you got on there.
This is the Ireland rugby jersey. Pretty pumped about it. A very special friend got this for me for my birthday, because she, they both did, decided to be in France, on my birthday, which I thought was rude. whatever. It's fine. And they went to go see, you know, Ireland and France play. And I just want to say, right, I was getting into rugby, and then I decided, okay, I'm going to randomly pick a team. I'm going with the Ireland team.
And you picked Ireland back in the World Cup, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So when that was happening, I was like, rugby, and then, you know, didn't.
And also, just so everyone can learn a little bit about Bonnie, if there's two of us that are going to pick France, she's not.
She's not. And she's definitely never going to choose England.
Oh, yeah. There's words I have about England. I didn't like when y'all were talking about kind of liking England. I was like, I felt a little betrayed. But yeah, I felt like Ireland and like the vibe I got going on, it fit well. It meshed well. So I thought that's my team. And thankfully, I did pick them before Six Nations began.
I know.
Because we did obviously very well. So,
and I want you to know, you picking Ireland, when we did go to France and we did get to hang out with the Irish, our new Irish best friends, I was a little jealous. I was like, did I make the right choice? Because those people were so great. And, you know, Anna handled the French better than I did. So she probably enjoyed the French people more because she could communicate. But, you know, I was a little more connected with the Irish people. So
Yeah, I feel that way. I feel that way in spirit. So
Yeah.
I moved them and it worked out well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. But we're proud of you. We're proud of you. So
Thanks.
you are on the journey of watching rugby, learning about rugby. So besides well, whatever screen I'm looking at my computer right now as we're recording this, you are sandwiched between Anna and I. So you got drug into this
Yes.
between the two of us.
Yes.
Like what about it, besides the two of us being weirdos about it, what did you find? What kind of drew you to it? What got you interested in rugby?
Well, besides the main thing, I would say, well, in high school, I actually was like wanting to get into a sport, whatever. And I found this guy on the All Blacks team, and I thought he looks nice. And so I was kind of into that. And I followed him just specifically. So I kind of knew rugby existed, but I actually didn't know any of the rules because I really just, again, watched that one guy. And then UFC became my sport, or like MMA became my
Okay.
sport. I enjoy, like a lot of violence, I guess you could say. And I enjoy blood and stuff. Not like in real life. I like to watch it. So,
Not cause it.
yes, exactly. So I enjoyed that. And then when you guys brought up rugby, I was like, well, that sounds like my cup of tea. So the journey began.
Very fun.
I
And
like
you,
guys beating the crap out of each other, so it worked out
yeah,
great.
I was gonna say there's also blood, lots of blood.
Yeah, and pay-per-view fights are expensive now, so I'm not paying for
Yeah.
that. Oh, yeah.
That's right. So you started watching when we did, when the World Cup was happening. And you've got to watch a little bit, or you've watched since then too. So kind of what difference have you seen coming from the World Cup? Because I think that's one of the things Anna and I kind of had to adjust to, because we went through this big we kind you know the World Cup was the World Cup, like everybody's functioning at their all-time best, and then we
Yeah.
transitioned into the six cups and we're kind of like, oh, so this is normal. This
Right.
is normal rugby. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, for the World Cup, I think I only watched the last, like, maybe two matches of that.
Okay.
So it really was like, okay, cool. This is fun. And yeah, it was awesome. And the crowd was super engaged and it was a lot of fun. And then, yeah, when Six Nations started, it was different, but I kind of expected that part just because I it wasn't the World
Welcome.
Cup, you know, it was like first game of Six Nations, okay, we're getting started. And I didn't understand what the Six Nations was. So I just sort of started and then understood, like, okay, we're playing this many games and this works and whatever.
Very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you mentioned kind of how you were what drew you to it. What are some of the things and what are some of the parts of rugby that you're just like that, and you two come from a very football based background. Bonnie and I both attended Texas A&M University. We are not the same class. Not even in the same. That's not, why did I even bring that up?
Don't know.
Nobody
I don't know. I did that.
would have known.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we are, down around our parts, we talk about like we bleed maroon, whatnot. Anna, it's steeped in football. She's probably part football. I don't know. So we have a pretty thick background and all that. So when you think about rugby, like what are there some things about it that you're like, that just doesn't make any sense? Like what is even happening? What has been the most confusing thing for you as you're watching rugby?
The scrum.
Okay.
Yeah. So actually, I don't know anything. I don't know, Jack. Am I allowed to stick in that word? I don't know.
Have you been watching rugby?
I watch parts of it. Yeah.
Yeah, we watch those parts too.
The scrum is, I'm just going to use France for example. So France, they've got a really strong scrum group. So if you can keep that ball in your side of play, like in the little group of guys, and push it, and I mean, I would say like gain yardage.
Yeah,
is the best way. So pushing it to a certain, and then the other, I think the other strategy with the scrum is to get the team to commit a penalty by right. standing up on it or falling down on it. So then I think you can move to a kick or a line out or something like that. But I think there's three strategies to it. And however, you know, however it works against the team you're playing. But I've also heard, this is a side story. I've also heard that the World Rugby League, whoever the bosses are trying to limit scrums or make them quicker, or there's too many of them. I think people are, you know, because they do take time to set up. They do take, if it does collapse, I don't know how many chances you get to set it back up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of talking during it.
Yeah. It kind of makes it slow. Some parts of the game pretty slow. So I have read a little bit that there's some talk about how they can make that quicker or that. But yeah.
Okay. No, but I think we need to define what the ruck is a ruck then.
Yeah. Anna, you're really great at explaining the rules and the how it works. So
a ruck is when the ball it's on the ground.
What?
And everyone is around it. There's no possession of it. Yes.
Yes. Everyone's like, go for it. I think that they lay down and they push it out. It's real. Okay. Yeah. That's a ruck. Okay. I had that right in my head at one point. Lost it.
But I did learn that in a scrum, you're supposed to yell,
their arms are blowing, boys.
Their legs are blowing, boys. Or what?
Oh,
yeah. So we yelled that at the Sabercats game, and it wasn't.
Oh, exactly. Well,
maybe we tried it.
So, yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, we'll keep it up. So, yeah. I mean, I think it made the people sitting around us like us more when we were yelling those things.
It made you feel like you were.
All right, so fun talk. So we get to work through what a scrum is. We get to on accident, and then we get to work through what a ruck is, what the ruck. So yeah, so mostly what you see happening in a rugby game is rucking. Comparative to American football, the tackling, but play continues when you're rucking. What else? What else has got you?
Okay, one thing that I like about, like, compared to football is, and now this might just be because I'm learning rugby, but I feel like the fact that the refs are mic'd up during the games is so helpful and nice. And the commentators, like, they don't talk all that much, but when they are talking, they're actually saying things that I feel like help.
Yeah.
And football, I feel like the commentators are like, oh, if he would have made 15 more yards, we would. Yep. You're right. We would have won the game. You're totally right. However, I don't care. I know. If he didn't miss that field goal, you're right. You're totally right. There's like a lot of that, which I sort of hate. But again, it might just be because I know more about football. But yeah, I really enjoy the commentators and the refs during the matches. I like that a lot. Yeah. What also is, like, they're part of, I don't know, it just feels like in football, and I mean obviously a ton of other sports, the refs are kind of like, I don't know, you're a little against them and whatever. But with rugby, it feels like, no, the refs are part of the field, they're part of the game. You gotta listen to them. You gotta tape what they're saying and trust what they're doing. So Are you? I mean, you get a little mad sometimes, but
you know, whenever we've had this conversation once before about the referees and how we just assumed, like, why wouldn't they do that at a live rugby game? I don't understand. Like, I don't think it'd be that hard to put it on the speakers, but it reminds me of my grandpa. Growing up, we had San Antonio Spurs tickets, and we would go to the Spurs game, and my grandpa would have his, like, Walkman on that would be listening to, like, AM radio of the game. So he could know what was, I don't know, we're, like, watching it live. I don't know what else we needed, but.
That's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah.
Don't talk to him during the game. You know, you're just there for a good time. But yeah. Anyways, but when we were at the France Ireland game, I was like, I wish I thought about him, because I was like, I wish I. I mean, I literally called y'all.
Yeah.
In at home to say, like, what are they? Or I was texting you. What are they saying? What are they doing?
Yeah.
But I love that you picked up on that, because that's one of the things that we've really appreciated too, is the level of respect for the referees, and it really shuts down a lot of that junk that we get over here, the automatic disrespect, the automatic that's the biggest idiot on the field. When no, these guys have put in their work to know what they're doing, and I can't imagine having to be a referee on a rugby field.
Yeah.
So I love that. Yeah. So, but last episode, Anna and I did distinguish jobs. We are going to be referees on the pitch, and we did need the TMO. We talked about the TMO last podcast, and you submitted an application.
I did. I submitted a verbal application.
Yeah, for the TMO. So, you know, there are a few questions we need to ask to go with that. So, what do you feel? I mean, a TMO is going to be a stressful job. I mean, you got a lot of weight on there. I mean, if you were to look at these past Six Nations, there were games decided by the TMO.
Yeah.
So, what do you feel like? What are your greatest strengths when you think about assuming the position as TMO on our refereeing team?
Well, biggest thing I think is, I'm not used to being disliked or hated, you know? I've been called a few names in my day. Now, they've all been behind my back. But I feel like I've been good at that. So I can take it. I can take that. And sometimes I kind of relish in it, you know? It's like, feels good. Another thing is, I'm really good at rewinding. So I pay attention for a solid 10 seconds at a time, you know. So I keep fast. But yeah, I those are the two main things. Yeah.
Okay, so your strengths are rewinding.
Yes.
I love that. I know you've probably it's gone a lot of practice, so I appreciate that you're you also you know, call me names. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Yeah, cool. Yeah. If anything, right. I kind of like it pushes me farther. You know?
Yeah.
It makes me a better TMO, I think.
Yeah. So, question: like, how do you know when you're thinking about who you're working with? You know, when you think about your ideal coworkers, that the culture you want to work in. How does it make you feel if like nobody wants to make a decision but this position?
Oh, I'm very good at making decisions. I make decisions every day. Also, I can make a decision without you thinking about it. I don't need the background.
Oh.
I don't really need anything else. I'll just make the decision.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, Anna and I haven't got to discuss a lot of it. We will be doing more interviews.
Okay. Yeah.
Sits in your application.
Also, this might help out a little bit. For my bartender. So
when the water guy brings me my bottle.
It will not be water, ma'am. It will not be water.
It's called decision making water.
Yes. Yes.
That's what you need to make. Make us a decision drink.
Deal.
I love it. She is a former bartender, among many amazing things, but she really, she's got a great skill at mixing a drink. So yeah. If you ever get a Bonnie drink, you hand your keys to someone else.
Yeah. Not me.
And not me.
PMO that.
I love it. That's hilarious.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate your application. Thank you.
Thank you for considering me. I appreciate that.
Yes. Very good. All right. Well, so we've talked some play. We've talked about some of the stuff they do on Rugby by Bonnie. What really draws you in to watching rugby?
Two things. There's a left and a right, and they're called thighs. And I just enjoy them. I don't know what to say.
Love that description. Yeah. But I think there's something else that you told us.
Oh.
And you gave the best description.
Oh my gosh.
Ever. And I think, I mean, I don't know that there is anyone else that feels as strongly about this as you do.
Yeah, this is...
I've tried to mention it to people, and I would agree with you. I haven't found anybody else who can relate.
And I think that this might be why you're not as drawn to the French team, because there's not as much of this.
I think...
Well, yes, there are
right
and
left.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so the French team is like they're very pretty, and I can appreciate that. But what I really enjoy is someone who I can tell has been like hit in the head a few times. You know, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my direct quote was, I wrote it down for you since I figured you might ask. Tall, star ears are like my version of a male bird with bright colors trying to attract a female. They're my mating call, I think. I just like them. I don't know. I find them very attractive. It's like, it's signifying to me, I have gotten hit a lot, but I've also hit a lot. And Yeah, that's kind of why I went towards the Ireland's team. Because they're scrappy. They're just like in there dirty, bloody. I like that.
With their right and lefts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got huge right and lefts. They've got also huge right and left ears. You know, I just... Right and lefts, man. They're cool.
So... I mean, when I read that, I almost fell out of my chair when you tasted that. And I loved it. So it is your mating call if you needed one. You don't need a mating call, but if you did. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that would be it. But so you got like a main character that tags onto those ears or what you got?
Okay. Here's the deal. Main character on, because I know you kind of talked about this, I think, last episode about how like, Americans are very, they pick one team and they're die hard that team. And I'm doing my best, Kelly, but I am an American and I feel ride or die for Ireland. Like, I'm passionate. So I want my main character to be Irish.
Do it.
Now, I'll just say it and then I'll say why maybe not. Caelan Doris. He is
say it like an Irish person.
No, what do you think? You did not prepare me for that. I need to practice that.
Well, I wanted to say,
you know what,
that Caelan Doris is the same number and position. He's a number 8. And that's the same as Charles, the main character of rugby. And
yes,
what I learned about number 8s is they're just the main character. They're just good. at the whole thing.
Yes, like I'm sure all of it they're good at. But here's my thing about him. And I know this is bad, and I feel like it's because, like, whatever, but well, maybe it's because I can't see his ears. He wears a helmet.
Yep, he wears
And
that.
it's a little bit of like an ick for me, I guess. Like, something about a helmet is like, grow up. And, sure, he's probably had a few concussions. I get that. I get it. But, like, I need to see some ear action going on, you know?
Is my mating call.
It is. So if I can't see it, your eyes are gorgeous, but your ears, what are they like under there? I don't know. I gotta check them out.
Where are your feathers? I can't
But
see them.
I found another one
Okay.
because,
Whoa.
He's on the All Blacks, and his name is Ethan Blackadder.
Oh.
Yeah, look him up. He's 6'2". He's a loose forward.
Best kind.
Boy, is it. And he's nice to look at, and his ears are great.
All
So
right.
that's awesome. But I feel like I'm talking a lot, but hear me out, though. I have a hear me out guy, or like a side, like a
Supporting character.
Supporting character. I have a supporting character. Andrew Porter on the one
He's
team.
got the ears.
Listen. And he's got the thighs. Boy, does he. He is so good. And when I was first watching him, I was like, wow, he's aggressive. He's a beast. He's awesome. And then I watched The Six Nations on Netflix. And the first thing his coach said about him was, he's a beast. Like, he brings the energy to the field and, like, the violence that you need in that game. And
And I feel like,
I like him.
I don't
Nice
know if
words.
you have a theory on this, Bonnie, or a thought, but there's some who are ear tapers and some who aren't. And he's not. And he's just going to take it.
He is not in paper.
And I feel like Andrew Porter always, his ear is perpetually bleeding. I feel like before the game even starts, is one of those ears is always rip it's there to join the game. I don't know.
I would agree.
Well, I'm pumped to look up this Ethan fellow. I love your main characters and your supporting characters.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done. So
I thought about it a lot.
yeah, well, we only think about it a little bit, so how weird of you.
Super weird. Sorry.
So, you got your group of people, you've got your tribe, how would we better help people come to appreciate rugby? Kind of like how you've gotten into it. Like, how can we, Anna's and I goal with learning more about rugby and I mean, we just love it. We want to support it, but we got a goal of getting to the World Cup when it comes to America for free. That's what we dangle in front of us. So, in recruiting people to watch it and get into it and find a resource that helps people work through what's happening on the field. Like, how do we get people? What are your thoughts? What do we say to people?
What do you say to people? That's a fabulous question. I think that one, this podcast is like, I mean, I know I was badgering you guys, harassing, encouraging, whatever you want to use, but I just think that it's such a good idea and it's so like different than what people would expect. Especially two females to talk about. Like, I just think it's cool. And it's cool that you guys know about it and that you're getting into it. And I think everyone's listening to podcasts now. Like, why can't they listen to you?
Love you.
And it's not a hard sport to start paying attention to. Like, once I feel like once you watch your first game, you just want to keep watching. The only part that sucks is you never know when there's a game.
Yep.
but or a match, sorry, but yeah, I think that you guys found it as such a cool time, and that y'all are starting this as such a cool time, because it seems like Rumpy is making like a huge push right now. I mean, they have like that show Six Nations on Netflix, and I'm seeing a lot of advertisements now about it in America, and I don't know if that's just now I'm following all these right. or whatever, but I think you guys got in at such a good time, and I think it's going to be like critical for this podcast to just keep going so that rugby can keep going. Cool. In the United States, I know it's like one of the largest.
Right. So like when you hear about, so we got that kid from Wales who just signed with the Kansas City Chiefs
right
last week. You know, and and we're hearing more and more, like, I mean, we will in the future talk about what rugby players are in the NFL now, but I think there's like three others that also were working. Yeah,
players, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's kind of exciting too, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of crossover exposure. And, you know, you talk about those commentators in the NFL games. I do look forward to hearing, you know, how they're going to dissect how a rugby player transitions into the NFL and what they bring to it. And I just can't wait to watch this kid. I think it's going to be so fun. And I hope he does amazing.
I hope he plays.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But Bonnie, we thank you so much for being here with us. You will be a return guest because
yay! Unless all of your reviews on this episode are like, "Boo, she sucks," and then I'll just keep. Yeah.
But let's just be clear on this. According to your TMO interview,
that's true. I would love it.
Yeah.
I would thrive. I don't know about you guys, like how you want to approach the situation, but I'm cool about it.
All three listeners we dropped, but
well, my parents will listen.
You still like us, so it'll be fine.
I love you guys. Well, thanks for having me on. I feel very honored that I'm your first guest, and I am before both of your husbands.
Yeah, you did.
No,
biggest. Yep, nobody has. But you're fixing to go to your first live rugby game. I think I heard y'all are headed up to see the Sabercats in a couple weeks.
Yes.
What game do you remember what game you thought y'all were going to see?
It's on the 27th versus
the Legion. San Diego Legion.
I was going to say San Diego. Okay. I was going to say San Diego, but okay. I didn't want to be wrong.
What do you think about the name San Diego Legion?
I was about to quote something, and I don't know if I'm allowed to.
We do have it set as an all-family show.
Oh, okay. Then I think San Diego.
Stay classy?
It sounds like a great time, a great name. I don't know. I can't get over what I'm trying to say in my head, but I don't want to say it out loud.
Well, thank you. Thank you for keeping it family friendly.
Yeah, I don't like the Legion part because it kind of reminds me of like an American Legion full of. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been into an American Legion? Great, it's a good time. Don't get me wrong. But there's like a lot of cigarette smoke and.
Oh, like the American Legion halls?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yes. Okay. No, I hadn't gone there yet.
So I don't think it's going to be that way, but I'm excited for the match.
It's going to be so fun. We can't wait to see you there.
Yeah.
All right. So tonight's a pretty, beyond Bonnie being here and that being special, tonight we have a special giveaway offer. We have two tickets to the Sabercats versus the New England Free Jacks on April 13th at 7 p.m. is when these tickets are, and we're going to be giving these away. So we're excited to be able to give these away, and thank you, Houston Sabercats, for sending those to us. So how do you enter to win? And you know what, Anna and I are of the considerate sort. I mean, probably anybody you would meet that knows us would be like, yes, Anna and Kelly are the most thoughtful people on the planet. They think about everybody but themselves.
Thoughtful, kind.
Oh, yeah.
Generous.
Non-judgmental.
Non-judgmental.
Yeah. But we're so considerate that not only are we going to give you the tickets, we're going to give you these seats to sit on. Look at that, huh?
Well, shut the front door.
I know. Look at that.
Wow.
So we got two handy little cushions?
Seat cushions. Seat cushions. Seat, bleacher bench.
Bleacher bum pads. Yeah. Hey, and... You know, they're pretty convenient to carry too. So multi-purpose. You can go market for the Sabercats with your bum. So we're excited to offer this. But what
with your left and right?
With your left and your right.
Touch their left and right while you sit on yours.
Oh. I need a T-shirt. Fabulous. I need a t-shirt with that. No. All right. So how can you win a left and right sitting pad for your bum and your thighs and tickets to the Sabercats versus Free Jacks? Well, we've made it super simple. So first of all, right, we've got these goals of headed to the World Cup. We need you to like our podcast. Go on to our podcast. Leave a nasty review about Bobby, but a great review about... Anna and I, so adjectives to describe Bonnie, she says, bring them. Yep. So please go like our podcast, leave a review for it. Also, you know, our social marketing team is working hard to get those things off the ground and running. So if you would give us so how we want you to get on those is if you are watching a rugby game this weekend, if you can send us a picture of you and whoever are watching this rugby game and what game you're watching, post it to a Facebook page and or DM us through our Instagram and let us know what game you're watching. But you also have to like the podcast. So it's like you have to authenticate your submission. Two-factor authentication. Anyways, but this is top news. We got permanently banned from TikTok. So,
oh no!
When you guys the out there, marketing
team is inappropriate.
The marketing team got us permanent. I got our account permanently banned from TikTok. And we need you to start a revolution of hashtag bring back Anna and Kelly.
Free the rugby.
Bring back what the rug. Free the rugby.
That you're making me a TikTok. Yes. Name it that. Free the rugby mullet.
Done. TikTok. China, if you're listening. We're Americans. We're resourceful. We're not gonna give up. Anyway, so we'll post in specifics on our socials on how you again to remind you how you can enter to win these tickets and your thigh seats, and we will get in touch with you before the game so you can be sure to actually have the tickets and your thigh seats. And we would love to see you at the game, meet you, however that's going to work out. We are definitely not a big deal there, so you know, we'll seek each other out.
You're not a big deal there yet.
Yet,
and you obviously are a big deal. You guys got free tickets.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why that happened either, but
they just sent it to you. So,
yeah. So
you're kind of a big deal. You're a huge deal to me.
Yeah. Do I smell like rich mahogany or leather bound books yet?
No, but you might smell like a whale's.
Wait, I'm not done yet. We're not done yet. But we do have important things to tell people. First off, Houston Sabercats were still undefeated. Let's go.
Oh, yay!
5 weeks undefeated. fun things that happened this last weekend in games. Yeah. All of them were pretty close. So I'm excited to see as the rest of the season's going on. We've got wins by like 2 points a try. So things are pretty tight. This weekend, the Sabercats do have a bye, so they will not be they don't play this weekend, but the rest of the league is continuing again, so you can catch that on the Rugby League. It's free. Check that out.
To somebody that I learned about this week, and I'm sure that he will listen to this, but his name is Bill Gorin. And he used to be the commissioner of the MLR, but now he is the CEO of USA what? Rugby, and he's a Texan. And I listened to him in an interview where he said he just wants the USA to get on board with rugby. So here's what I want to say to Bill, is that we can do that for you. What do you need? What do you need us to do? We've got it. Call.
Where do we send our applications?
I don't know. Maybe we'll just contact him and say, hey, look, we're your girl. Traveling to every weekend, he's going to an MLR game. And I just want to say, if you come to Houston, which I don't know why you wouldn't since you are a Texan, we want you to. Bill Gorin. Yeah. We're going to be your next
Bill Gorin.
Best friends.
All right. This is so fun. Okay. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening again to this podcast. We will catch y'all up later. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hey, What the Ruck listeners. Thanks so much for joining us today. Check us out on our website at ruckthewhat.com. You can also follow us on our Instagram at the Rugby Mullet and our Facebook page at What the Ruck. See you next time.